News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, of course, it is one of the biggest weeks in Irish racing, with the Galway races taking centre stage all week. And today is the big one, the Galway Plate. And Katie Walsh, Betway ambassador and former jockey, joins us now to discuss it. Katie, before we get into the action, just tell us why the Galway races is such a place, I suppose, of affection in people's hearts, do you think?
Morning, everyone. To be honest with you, I just think Galway has a very special place in people's hearts. For whatever reason, I don't know why. It's just it's a great city to come to. And it's always been, everyone, when they think of Galway, they think of holidays, they think of Salt Hill, they think of ice cream, the beach, the city. You know, that's the way we all kind of think of it. And then you add the races in on top of it. And obviously, you know, with COVID for the last couple of the years, it's not the same, but we're definitely getting there. There's been 1,000 people back at the races for the last 2 nights, you know, and there's definitely a bit of atmosphere and a bit of music. And
is there, because really obviously it could be 50 times that at a normal Galway races. So is it still, you know, the crack and the atmosphere, even despite the lack of spectators live?
Yeah, I think definitely. They've made a great effort. You know, I mean, obviously there was 18,000 people in Croke Park last weekend. There's 1,000 paying spectators here in Galway. But you can really feel the atmosphere. They've made it quite condensed. They've made everyone quite as close as they can within COVID restrictions within the one area, if you know what I mean. So there's nice covered areas, there's benches, loads of people, loads of places for people to sit down, loads of choice of food, people to eat, there's a band, you know, like, okay. I can't remember the last time I've been somewhere that I heard a band, you know. It was quite refreshing to be standing outside and to hear a band. And then you had the racing on top of it. So this year, compared to last year, it really felt like Galway, even though they were down 25 or 30,000 people, right. It felt like an atmosphere.
And obviously today is Plate Day and a big race. Can you bring us through any tips you might have for fancied horses today?
Oh, do you know what? It's just so competitive. It always is. I mean, I love the top horse, the Shunter. Now, they say really and truly in the Galway Plate, you need anything kind of south of 11 stone. He actually has 11.3 or 11.4, but Simon Torrens is claiming £3 off him. So he'll end up having 11.1. I actually really like a horse called Co Cherie, trained by Willie Mullins, ridden by Brian Hayes, with 10.6 on his back. But to be honest, it is just so competitive. But I would say to anyone who is having a bet, try and back something that has less weight than 11 stone. For 15 years, there hasn't been a horse to win a Galway Plate with north of 11 stone.
All right. Look, good tips there. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Katie Walsh, Betway Ambassador. And you can catch up with Katie's column on the Betway Insider.